in Norfolk were placed ashore and escorted across to a railroad. Two railroad cars were sitting there on the tracks. We filled the two railroad cars, what was left of six different ships. And they locked us in. Nobody could escape. They didn't want us getting loose, getting lost and mixed up with anything else they had to do. So they locked us in. And we, then a train backed up, picked us up, passenger train, and took us to New York. And we came to New York overnight in locked carriage. And we didn't like that one little bit. But one of our seamen was a very young fellow, didn't know much better than to keep his hands to himself. So he got mad and started fighting, get out of that car. And he went to the window at the end and smashed it, cut his hands up open. So they took him off and had to patch him up. But they kept him locked up too. Got back to New York. And strangely enough, we were sent to a certain hotel and given a few quarters to get there, or nickels and dimes, because the subway was a nickel. And we went up to this hotel and stayed there, Central Park South, one block north, south of that, and we were told to report to the United Fruit Pier 3 on the North River the next morning.